Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Hey there, friends. You know, if you don't get enough sleep or the amount of sleep that you really want or really need to get, then you should have the best pillow possible, and My Pillow is that pillow. Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola. So let's say maybe you get 5-6 hours of sleep a night just because that's sometimes how life is. It gets crazy or you're really busy. Then sleep the best possible way you can, and My Pillow will do that for you. When I started using My Pillow, I started sleeping better at night. I get to sleep faster. I stay asleep longer. I sleep more comfortably because it is the most comfortable pillow I have ever experienced. I loved My Pillow so much. I got two for my bed. I even bought My Pillows for the boys. I know they're a little bit younger, but I figured why not get them and get them started sleeping on a really good pillow young in life. Trust me, I love My Pillow and you will too. It stays cool all night long and holds its shape, so I'm not waking up with a flat pillow having to fold it in half, try to get some support. I get the support I need all night long because I adjust My Pillow when I get in bed and it stays that way all night. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, a 60-day comfort guarantee. It's washable, dryable, and made in the USA, so it's really easy to maintain and keep, and you're going to love it. Right now, you can save 50% plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click the Radio Listener Special tab, and use promo code SCORE. You get two premium king or queen pillows and two additional go-anywhere travel pillows, all for one special price. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE, or call 800-960-3804. MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE.
Spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there is another option, and it doesn't require a mask or hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
This is Jay Zawoski, executive producer of the Spiegel and Parkin Show and an instructor at the Illinois Media School. I am.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Javier Baez drives one to deep left. It's got a chance. Gone.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, playoff hockey is in Chicago tonight at 7 and Friday as the Wolves face Grand Rapids at Allstate Arena in the second round. Be there or watch it live on the U2ChicagoWolves.com for more information.
Our young guys need a consistent role, and that is the goal going forward, and that's how we will work with Fred together to make sure that happens.
That's John Paxson from earlier today, the Bulls press conference, and you can hear more from John Paxson right here on The Score tomorrow morning with Mully and Hanley. NBA playoffs still going on. Cleveland hosting Toronto. The Rockets visit the Spurs. The Cavs and Houston are up 1-0 in both those series.
That didn't come till like the second week of the season, to be honest with you guys. You know, it's a field thing. It's a field thing when it comes to hitting. I know, you know, pitchers could say the same thing as far as, you know, touch and accuracy and things like that. But when it comes to hitting, man, you need repetition. You need game-like repetition.
That's Cubs outfielder Jason Hayward on with Bernstein and Goff just a few moments ago. And you can hear that entire interview at 670thescore.com. On the field, Cubs and Phillies at Wrigley tonight. Jake Arrieta going against Jared Eichhoff. First pitch at 7:05. Mark Grody gets you started at 6:30. The White Sox take on Kansas City. Mike Pelfrey opposes Nate Karns. First pitch at 7:15. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. With 2,600 slot machines, over 50 table games, award-winning dining, and luxurious accommodations for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure, it's Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score, that's tonight, 6:30, Cubs and Phillies, right here on Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
We made the statement last year. We were investing in the young guys. I know it sounds like a broken record, but try to create an environment where our young players, veterans, and the young guys, especially our young guys, two young players, very young, around your young players. To a man, our young people loved Rajon. Our young guys will have a more consistent role. As a young player, we need our young guys.
So many young players. We have a number of young players.
Unproven. The young guys on our roster now develop our young players.
We wanted to get younger. A young core of players.
The young guys while getting younger. The young guys. The positive, for example, of Rondo being with our young guys. Rajon, when he stood up for our young guys, with these young guys as a young player, and draft a lot of these kids so young, we need to find out what these young kids can be. I view young coaches in this league like young players. Five young kids on our roster right now, giving our young kids a chance to see young people, young players that you have, stuff to do.
And the other thing we've talked about, John, is in going younger, having a younger roster.
For our young guys. And
to get a young point guard.
Our young guys, finding out about these young guys. Move a young guy without knowing.
Felicio, I mean, these young guys are still a young player. We feel good about some of these young guys that are on our roster.
Thank you, guys.
Great. Thank you.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, the Bulls brass talk today, and it was worse than I thought it was going to be. I knew it was going to be bad. I knew we were going to get some of that, but I didn't really think that they were going to try to bait the coach into walking away by publicly shaming him.
That's a new... Well, I'm not going to say it's a new turn. They've been these people before. They've been these guys before. I mean, if it's not tugging on ties, it's putting together a personal just wash campaign through different media outlets.
Careful by saying campaign, because people think you're talking about Cameron Payne.
No, people know
that's their Isaiah Thomas, apparently.
People know I don't talk about campaign. People know they don't come to me for campaign thoughts. But
I've been fixating on that John Paxson quote ever since we replayed it, and I love this thought that was sent in by a frequent listener, Rudy, who says, he said, I had missed the John Paxson, I'm responsible for the culture of the team quote. Then the question has to be asked, why did your culture lead to your team quitting twice in a game six of a playoff series in the last 3 years? The culture of the team, quote, might be the most damning. They don't run anything Fred wants to run. They applaud infighting, yet fine guys for it. I'm at a complete loss for rational logic on any of this. When John Paxson said his primary job is establishing the culture, You've got a culture of backstabbing.
He did it.
You have a culture of whispering. Yeah. You have a culture of the GM being accused of putting listening devices in offices. You've had a culture of players not trusting doctors and trainers. You've had a culture of players not wanting to show up at the practice facility because they had to get away from their coach. You have a culture of zero trust on any level. You have a culture of saying one thing about what you want to do with your roster and doing another, and then you have a culture of complete mediocrity and teams then getting punked out of the playoffs. The primary job is to establish the culture. I guess you succeeded.
Yes, that's it. Talk about in transition. Everybody likes to say it, and when we talk about societal issues, the system is broken. No, the system works exactly the way it should and the way it was designed to. This thing is working exactly the way it was designed to. Unintended consequences, maybe, but you can't tell me the blueprint wasn't laid a while ago and everybody's followed it to a T. The losing has ensued. You can't tell me that any championship team has carried themselves the way this organization has the last 5 or 6 years. Screw the wins, because you can see when something's building. You know, if a team hasn't gotten their star yet, or if you're building a nest
for
a star.
Well, they pretended they did get their star.
But that's what I'm saying, though, Dan.
They've been fluffing a guy into an overpowered position now for 3 years.
Oh, well, just you wait, because all that fluffing will be on full display next week. Because if you haven't heard, Jimmy Butler is having them fly out to have them come meet him in L.A., in Cali, and only in California, where the big boys play.
Come kiss the ring.
You know what's up. Jimmy heard this today. Jimmy is very in tune, by the way, with what goes on with this organization.
Why not be? It allows for some of these vacuums to be filled by opportunistic people.
Yeah.
Right?
So you talk about Nico needing to be around the facility during the summer. Well, Jimmy says, why don't you come out here to Rodeo and hang out for maybe 2 or 3 hours? I don't need that. You know how coaches get hired and need 8 hours to go through lunch and dinner?
Cubs stuff. Right. Yeah.
We sat down for 11 hours with a guy. What the hell are you sitting down with 11 hours for a guy for?
Yeah, Pete McCannon comes out, his glasses are askew, his hair is almost like, oh, that was hard.
What the hell, man? They told me it was good. I put 15 minutes on the parking app, and now, next thing you know, I got the Denver boot because these dudes want to meet for 10 hours. No, they're going to have to go out there and tell Jimmy all the things that they didn't say today. They said a lot of things that if I was Jimmy Butler throwing up the deuces, thank you so much. Thank you, but no thank you. Appreciate your services. Get me the hell up out of here. If you want to send me to NBA hell, I'll be there for 2 years. If you want to send me to Sacramento or whatever, I'll be there for a couple of years, and then I'll try to make my money on the back end. If I'm Jimmy Butler today, I am not pleased with this organization.
The Score and UV Vodka are hosting a special For the Vets event at the Score Studios for military veterans Monday, May 8th from 6 to 7 p.m. Right now, be caller 6 to the contest line at 312-591-6700, and you'll win 2 tickets to this VIP experience hosted by Lawrence Holmes. Military ID will be required. Getting reaction to the Bulls' end of season press conference. At least they had it at 11 a.m. So baby steps, right? At least they didn't try to sneak it in on the road after a game or whatever has been done in the past.
All I know is I heard laughing like they went out valiantly in the playoffs. Like it was the Cavs, where Dellavedova is your second best player and is like, yo, we gave you everything you needed. We gave you 6 games against the world champs. They got beat by the Boston Celtics 4 games in a row.
And they quit again.
Game 6. Maybe they should just skip game 6s.
Because they don't want to play. They don't try in them. Northside, Nigel, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
So I listened to the press conference today, and I'm a huge Bulls fan. Like Dan, it's a bad addiction. I'm in a bad relationship. And listening to it today, I just couldn't help but see the difference and hear the difference in how the Blackhawks postseason press conference was compared to the Bulls. Now, the Blackhawks, if anyone has a right to coast in this city, it's the Blackhawks organization.
Well, they did it the last couple of years.
They sure did it. But even right now, even today, Those Blackhawks offices are people walking on eggshells, because when John McDonough gets mad, everybody knows it.
Oh, and it disgusts me as a Bulls fan, as someone who cares about the team and watching them play. They don't give a damn. They're going to do the exact same thing they did this year. Obviously, by this press conference, it's going to be status quo. And I honestly don't know what we could do, fans, except maybe turn off the TV and stop purchasing tickets. Thanks, guys. I'm going to listen to you guys on the radio.
Thank you for listening.
Good place to find us, Nigel. Thank you.
We appreciate you. 1 to 6 every day. Well, Monday through Friday. Unless we like
unless
a, yeah, a trip
game,
or something.
Like,
yeah, there's one tomorrow.
And Friday.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
I think so.
There's a day game on Friday? I thought it was only tomorrow. Oh, two day games in a row?
So, yeah, 120, 120.
What's going on with the Cubs? When are we going to get a chance to talk?
We're right now.
I'm going tomorrow, so that's fine.
Are you going to the game?
Yeah, yeah. And I might show up here hammered.
Okay.
Sheepishly. All right.
As long as you don't fall off a horse. You certainly won't be the first in this market to have done that.
Or screaming from a skybox.
Yeah,
screaming obscenities while hammered, drunk from a skybox.
Yeah, maybe you'll do that.
And it's like, dude, don't you know that you're like a public figure in this city? Like, how does one get away with that? Huh? Do you have the
you're not Theo.
The complexion for protection?
So the only public figure that can get away with that is Theo.
He does not mind being that guy in public. Does he?
Every once in a while. You know, he calls it college Theo, right?
God bless him.
Every once he doesn't.
I'm just saying,
I don't know
a lot of
he can do whatever he wants. He can do whatever he wants. He won the World Series.
He can do whatever he wants.
Well, I'm saying
within legality,
he can do what he can. He can break laws.
He can't just run up to people and punch them in the face because he's I'm Theo damn Epstein.
He can't.
He can't go over here to Sweetwater and just like relieve himself behind the bar.
I almost said what he shouldn't have said.
you're the nuts, you know that?
That's hitting a little close to home where you're talking to Chicago sports stories there, right?
MVP.
there's some stories MVP. In there.
That's how you become an MVP in this city. You just go behind the bar and
not
just
behind,
let it ride.
Not behind.
It was on the side, right?
It was standing right there.
Hey, sometimes you...
And like, oh, whatever,
man. When's the last time that your bladder kind of said to you, you're not going to make it? When's the last time that happened, Dan? Don't you lie to me.
And like,
don't you lie to me, Ricky Bobby.
Look, it happened to me in public.
It's not a full-on soaking, but it's like, that was a drip too far.
Like a sneeze or something?
right, exactly.
Well, like, it could be like you tried to finish too quick and sort of zipped up a little
early.
Oh,
yeah, that happens all the time.
That's
overflow.
To the best of us. But,
it's like putting too much gas in the tank.
I did, never let it be said that I haven't done a favor for some people who could have, we were on a road trip with the Bears.
See?
And it was late, and there were some Bears people that were enjoying themselves in the hotel bar.
The hotel.
And a certain member of the Bears traveling party
this guy.
Turned toward a potted plant in the back of the bar.
Fake or real?
Real plant.
Oh, Jesus.
And
savage.
And then prepared to relieve himself. Like, to the point where, like, it's out.
Yeah.
It's out.
Yeah.
And I...
Cash and prizes for everybody to see.
I walked over, and I kind of shielded him from people, and I...
What do you do?
Come on. Doing. Stop it. Stop it. So whatever you're about to do, don't. Don't do it.
Damn you, Hub.
You can't do that. No, it was...
No, of course. No. Don't do that. Don't do
and
that.
And somebody saw me doing it, and somebody else from the Bears came over and said, hey, thanks, because he's a problem when he gets...
He's feeling himself.
Yeah.
Low, he said, low when he vibes.
It's all a problem.
Oh, Jesus.
He said, and they kind of gave me the impression like,
this happens. Right, you're not the first to have done
this. Like, you know, welcome to the club.
Yeah.
You kind of stopped him. You were the guy this time that stopped him from doing
he
it.
Like, spins a wheel. Who's going to be the pea shield?
Right. I was like, hey, whatever I can do to, you know, take one for the team. You know, and I said something. I said, look, I pound you guys enough. You know, it's a little deposit in the favor bank here.
Oh, Jesus. Now you're extorting them for hiding someone's, you know, reckless behavior.
I said, I'm not.
No, I'm not about to go talking about this. See what he did there, though, Tanny? See what he did
no,
there?
No, I'm trying to remember.
Him.
I can't. There, I
when
have...
it was the last time he had an issue where it was like, I'm not going to make it. He totally, drove the bus over Tom Fair just now.
It was at camp. It was at overnight camp, but nobody cares because it's an overnight camp and it's all boys.
So as an adult, you've never had to go really bad and not made it? Come on, Dan.
No, I haven't.
Really?
As an adult?
I've seen you stupid hammered before. You didn't have to go any of those times?
No, I'm pretty... That really is one of my issues. I have enough issues. That hasn't been a
where you get a little bit too much sauce in you. Well, one can never have too much sauce. And you get a little bit too much sauce in you.
You sort of miscalculate right, you're like, your distance.
Damn it.
No, that's that. I don't have
good
that
on
problem.
You. Good on you.
There's, you know.
Once a year. I'm good for
George
one,
Brett.
I'm good for once a year. Exactly.
Well, that,
I'm
know,
good for once
that,
a year.
That has nothing to do with
like,
drinking. That's
you know
just
what?
Old.
I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it, and I need to pull over somewhere or, you know. You got to caveman it up once a year, though. Every man should pee outside once a year, at least once a year, preferably in a downtown alley somewhere after partying.
No, but if you play golf, you're doing it, you know, all the time.
People urinate on the course?
Sure.
That's just...
If you're way out of the back nine, and you're not coming back to
That's just ridiculous.
Come on.
Jay, still looking forward to playing some golf?
yeah, that's... People,
I mean, you have to...
Gross.
Yeah, really?
See, walk into the woods. It's the woods.
Yeah,
there's
but that's...
There's never a porta potty anywhere.
Right.
Like, you have to walk so far, drive your cart so far out of the way.
But...
Yes, like...
On the course?
Two or three times a course.
No, not
yes.
on the course. In the woods.
That Shep is saying
well, not
on
the course.
Course.
Like, you walk fairway. Well. Depends how your round's going,
Here's
guys.
Your neon orange ball. Yeah, I'm going to make you neon
make it
pink.
Neon.
Right.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm in the woods anyway. My ball is in there. I might as well. You know, if I happen to be there anyway.
See, look at this. This from the 708. Me either, golf. If you're an adult and can't make it to the bathroom, you need your ass beat.
What?
Wow. That's you grew up in a different household, apparently. Yeah. Apparently one of the Hansboroughs is texting us over here. But no, I didn't wow.
While trapped in the bathroom.
Right. So no one's been overserved and been like, yo, I gotta go.
I love
and
that.
I'm not going to be we're not gonna do that right now. We've already done the bears thing. Save that for
I'm
some
claustrophobic. I'm trapped in the bathroom and a corn fell on my head. I was homeschooled
him and Ben,
kept
man.
In a trunk.
Now, if we didn't know that they were the Hansboroughs, we'd be like, damn, that's awful what happened to those kids. But since they're the Hansboroughs and he's Psycho T, it's funny, apparently.
Right.
No, nah, dude. But nobody.
He's
so,
Psycho T because they locked him in a box.
So, just ask the librarian.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know a librarian. I'm sorry. I don't know anybody from Liberia.
I know a Nigerian.
We can ask him then.
I know a couple of them, actually.
Ask your local Nigerian.
That's going to be our next Friday Funk. Ask a Nigerian
yes.
and a Liberian. What the hell is going on?
I don't know.
See what the Bulls
know.
Did?
I don't
what the
know
Bulls
what
did?
We're yelling about.
The Bulls did this. You're lying about never having to go after being overserved. That's all right. I know that I've been overserved, and I've overserved myself. You know, just sitting there on the couch and like, oh, it's time for me to go right now. And the hallway is pretty long and you got to sprint down the hallway. It's happened when I've had the baby in my hand. We're like, yo, I'm not going to be able to put him down and still get to the bathroom. So, yeah, maybe I need to go get that checked.
We've added Mark Schanowski to our list of guests. He's going to join us at 4:00.
We'll and check Mark Schanowski, too.
KC Johnson at 5:00. Mark was at the press conference today, as was KC. This portion of Sports Radio 670 is brought to you by Mariano's Save, Earn, Share. Stop by a Mariano's today and score deals with a revamped rewards card. Save with personalized coupons, earn freebies from Mariano's specialty shops, share discounted Mariano's gift cards with friends and family. A lot of reaction coming in from this Bulls thing. And the answer, you know, what do you do? What matters? Like you say, that building is still full and everybody's happy and everybody's chanting MVP and waiting for their free tacos or whatever they get when they score 100 mm-hmm. points. And it's all these individual self-contained sort of dinner theater moments that keep everything in. Keep everything. That's what they are. So you're going out to a performance, and if it's disconnected from everything else that other teams are doing to try to win championships, it never matters that night. To anyone, apparently. 312-644-6767, finding out what you think. Also, there's some other NBA stuff. Isaiah Thomas put on a performance for the ages last night, and John Wall was only a tick beneath that. While John Wall's
40 and 13 game was a footnote.
While John Wall's teammate, while his backcourt partner was clowning, was absolutely ruining basketball.
Let's get into it.
I mean, it was sad what Bradley Beal did last night. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show on the Score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Chris Bosio.
I just don't think we've played well. Bottom line, very simple. It's a battle every night, and guys have good days and bad days.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Red Sox fans gave Adam Jones a standing ovation after a number of morons hit him with some racial bombs, and one idiot even threw a bag of peanuts near him on Monday night. So that ovation was good to see. But then Chris Sale turns around and immediately throws one behind Manny Machado. Machado gets his revenge by hitting a bomb off Sale in the seventh. Great moment and even better response, but nothing compared to the epic rant that Machado dropped after the game.
Get thrown out of my head. Get thrown out everywhere. I've lost my respect for the organization, for that coaching staff, for everyone over there.
Can't say that I blame him. Look, I never played Major League Baseball, but I think I understand how their code works. You get one shot to even up the score. Boston has now thrown at Machado 5 times. Exactly why are they still throwing at this guy? Enough is enough. Turn the page already. I'm Jim Rome.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Come to Pepe's Mexican Restaurants to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Pepe's serves authentic Mexican appetizers and entrees, as well as wonderful margaritas and Mexican beers. If you haven't already, you'll fall in love with their great salsa, guacamole, and all your other favorites. Celebrate with us on Cinco de Mayo. Don't miss the fun.
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's tacos are very good tacos.
Reason the top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team. The housing market is hot right now, and houses are selling the day they come on the market. It's never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender. If you are even considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it on the same day you call in. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team work hard so you don't have to. If you are looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse, renterswarehouse.com.
For your business to perform its best, you need to create an environment designed to succeed. You can make it happen with Office Revolution, Chicago's premier office furniture dealer and official office furniture partner of Cubs Radio. Whether you need collaboration spaces, flexible workstations, or ergonomic solutions for a workforce of 20 people or 2,000, Office Revolution has the products, experience, expertise, and personal attention you need to create the space you want. Start building your winning work environment today at office-revolution.com.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops are offering car owners 40 hints for money-saving motoring.
Hint number 3. If your brakes are squealing, that could be a good thing.
See, manufacturers put these little wear sensors to warn you the brake pads are worn.
Hey, it's a lot cheaper to replace pads than it is calipers and rotors.
Stop by or make an appointment online.
FYI, Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops offer free brake inspections anytime, all the time.
And that should make your wallet squeal with delight.
At Merlin.
More life for you and your car.
Keep the lady in your life safe and cool this Mother's Day by visiting Merlin for a free brake, tire, and air conditioning inspection. Visit merlins.com/mom for your coupon. You can also save $60 on brakes and $60 on tires with a $50 rebate. Keep that special lady or yourself cool and safe this summer. Visit merlins.com/mom and stop into Merlin today. is a big week around Chicagoland as Arlington International Racecourse opens this Friday, May 5th, beginning a summer of fun. General admission is free on Friday for online purchases only, and the first 2,000 people will receive a free hot dog and a $1 beer. Plus, the first 1,000 will receive an Arlington umbrella, all just for showing up. This Saturday, the Arlington Kentucky Derby Party is a must-attend event with mint juleps, a live band, and of course, the thrills of live thoroughbred racing. Tickets and details at arlingtonpark.com. The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not going to say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Advice from a reputable attorney. Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
CBS Wednesday. America's bosses are going undercover.
I am so ready.
To meet their workers.
He is very sweaty.
I'm dying.
And change their lives.
I would like to give you $100,000.
Oh my God.
More bosses.
You are amazing.
More inspirational stories.
I just want to help.
If you were my son, I would be very proud of you.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
I get to help my family even more than what I dreamed of.
CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, playoff hockey is in Chicago tonight at 7 and Friday as the Wolves face Grand Rapids at Allstate Arena in the second round. Be there or watch it live on the YouTube. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information.
We want him back. We hope to work something out, but we also hope he'll be here all summer long working. And we hope that statistically what he does, he's done over after the All-Star break these first 3 years, that he can do more consistently.
That's John Paxson from earlier today talking there about Nico Mirotic. You can hear more from John Paxson as he'll be on the Mully and Hanley show tomorrow morning right here on The Score. NBA playoffs still going on. Cleveland hosting Toronto tonight. The Rockets visit the Spurs. The Cavs and Houston are up 1-0 in those series.
They will never let me forget that. You know, I'm out there helping the team win defensively, base running, you know, came up with some big hits there in the second half. Just all those things, you know, and everybody, it took so many guys. So just, you know, trying to take that mindset away from it, you know, helps it.
That's Jason Hayward on earlier with Burnson and Goff talking about his offensive struggles last year, but how he contributed to help the team win a World Series. You can hear that entire interview at 670thescore.com. On the field, Cubs and Phillies at Wrigley tonight. Jake Arrieta going against Jared Eichhoff. First pitch at 7:05. Mark Grody gets you started at 6:30. The White Sox take on Kansas City. Mike Pelfrey opposes Nate Carnes. First pitch in KC at 7:15. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Banking is pretty much one size must fit all. If you don't fit, you don't matter. At Lakeside Bank, people do matter, so their products come in different shapes and sizes. They customize, tailoring their services to fit you. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. And the closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for a free checking account that fits your lifestyle. The Dow was up 8 points, 20,957. NASDAQ minus 23 to 6072, and the S&P is down 3 to 2388. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score. We're celebrating 25 years of Chicago Sports Talk and the radio home of the world champion Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight, 6:30, Cubs and Phillies, right here on Chicago Sports Station.
Thomas takes it all the way and the foul. Horford, the lead feed. Thomas, the Euro step on Smith. Isaiah Thomas going against a 7-footer. Isaiah Thomas shielding the defender. Final seconds of the half. Thomas, the pull-up jump. He buries it. Isaiah Thomas. Tremendous layup by Thomas.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to look like in the modern NBA when, as the Bulls described, you get that point guard that's going downhill with the ball. Yeah, he's a terrific little player, and John Wall was fantastic in his own right. Took a late shot that I didn't think he probably should have taken, but judging by what Bradley Beal was doing out there,
had to put it up.
It looked like Bradley Beal was playing for the other team. I have never seen that a good player revert to making so many horrendous, inexplicable mistakes with the ball.
Air balls. It was John
Wall passes
had a couple
directly
of air balls
to
too.
Opponents.
Yeah, it was a bad showing for a guy who that city has been waiting on to come of age for a while now. And a couple of years ago, they engaged in that best backcourt in the NBA talk when people were saying it was Clay and Steph. Probably still is Clay and Steph, but Beal and Wall took exception to that. Wall has taken his game to heights that I thought would come, but you're just happy to see them happen. You know, not having to be the guy that's in fifth gear at all times. He went for 40 and 13 last night, and that's a stat line that has never been produced in the NBA's playoff history. And that is a side note because of what Isaiah Thomas did. Isaiah Thomas scoring 53 points is amazing in any venue, whether it be regular season or the playoffs. But to do it under the circumstances that he has been forced to do it and having to deal with the tragedy, you know, his sister would have turned 23 yesterday, and he brought that up in the post game press conference. Do we got that, Chris? All right, run that. This is Isaiah Thomas yesterday talking about how he channeled that kind of energy.
Isaiah, you talked about it, your fourth quarter performance, but just seeing tonight you had an extra energy in that fourth quarter. Was it? Yeah, I think you talked about it, but can you talk about it some more?
Today is my sister's birthday. So, she would have been 23 today. So, the least I can do is go out there and play for her.
I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. You know, you're close to your sister. I think people who follow me on Twitter and social media know how I feel about my sister, my best friend in the world. And to have your younger sibling's life end that tragically and that dramatically and then be told, hey, go do your job. Not only do your job, do it to a magnificent level. I've seen a lot of performances, you know, whether it be the death of Irv Favre and Brett Favre just throwing everything up in the world. And who's Javon Walker was catching those passes? And that it was a Monday night game against Oakland, right? That was absolutely a magnificent performance. Or, you know, it just feels a little eerie, a little morbid, because we're watching someone mourn.
Yeah,
I always think about Michael Jordan laying on the floor with the ball and crying on Father's Day when they won the championship and the camera catching it. It's like those are those moments where you're like, yeah, it's a great moment, but I feel a little weird having seen it.
It is weird. I hate conflating the mourning deaths and sports performance. The whole thing seems kind of crass to me in general. And everybody asks about it, and everybody needs their narratives, everybody needs to talk about it. But I get back to the Louis C.K. bit. I don't know if you saw his most recent special. Mm-mm. Where he does this really good bit about athletes saying, yeah, my mom's looking down on me. It's like, just let him be dead. Don't live. They already went to your games. They spent a lifetime coming to your game. Don't bring them. They don't have to be watching your games anymore.
Yeah, but this isn't a bit, though.
No, but I'm saying his point was the how ridiculous it is to conflate some of these life and death things with bouncing a ball.
That's I mean, that's how they feel, though.
But he's asked about it.
But
it seemed to bring it into the post game. You know, he just had a brilliant performance.
I'm sure he thinks about her. I'm sure he thinks about her when he's not playing basketball.
I'm sure
basketball.
He does.
You just don't want to hear it?
I don't know. It's just like you say. It's weird. It's just
I'm talking about the
conflating.
I'm talking about watching someone mourn, watching somebody go through that. Like I try not to be the person to tell people how to mourn because, you know, you'll go to funerals or you'll be around family.
Everybody's different.
It'll be like, oh, why is this person not crying? All that other stuff.
People process things differently.
That's garbage to me. So it's knowing that and understanding that, you know, he's pretty close to her and he understands, you know, that maybe you do channel. I've never been through anything like that. So maybe you do focus in a different way, or maybe you are thinking about things in a different way, or maybe you are freed up in that very moment, those 2.5 hours, like you haven't been freed up over the last week or so. He had to eulogize her, a couple of nights ago,
yep.
when he had the funeral. So yeah, I'm not saying that it takes his game to another level. It's one of those things where, you know, sports is the greatest reality show, and watching what he dealt with, knowing that we've all dealt with death in some kind of way, and then not have to perform.
Because you brought up, I remember all the mm-hmm. we talked, the same conversation after the Irv Favre game, and the idea of looking down and all that. People run with it in directions where you just say, all right, look, it's a human being dealing with something who happens to do this for a living. You know, most people go to a job, and we're not having a press conference for, you know, the union pipe fitter who's dealing with it, and they're coming around asking, mm-hmm. how did you go about your work today? It's just because they don't have to. But it just seems to be so many people want to force narratives.
I think you can understand that if a guy isn't where he's supposed to be because of those instances or that circumstance, you'd be like, yo, this obviously this dude is,
or if he's not there at all, or if he does, or if he chooses to,
but I'm saying if you come to work and you're having a bad day after a tragedy, you know, or after something rocks your world like that, your coworkers would be like, yo, I understand. I mean, the guy just went through something. So on the other side of it, if you kick ass and you sell the most on the next week or whatever it is, and it's like, yo, how is this dude doing this after somebody who's very close to him was taken from him? Like, I think that's where the human part comes in, where it's like, yo, I don't know how you did it, but you know, you're a terrific basketball player and you're going through something and you put on quite a show. It's just watching it, you know, and the cameras don't come to the union pipe.
That's what I'm saying.
Those things don't happen, but watching it is a little different. I'll say that.
Yeah. I've always been kind of weirded out by it. In Berwyn, it's Mitchell on the score.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Okay.
I don't mean a rain on the personal life tragedy parade for Isaiah Thomas, and a great entertaining performance, but his play, like Hoiberg wasn't wrong, is facilitated by the fact that in this league where you can't hand check anymore, he has a hesitation move where he puts his hand entirely underneath the ball and pauses on his hip, and he can change directions at any time. It makes him totally unguardable in today's league. I'll hang up and let you guys talk about it.
Yeah, we talked about it last week when the Bulls.
Yeah, that was
having it done.
There was a subject when Hoiberg mm-hmm. was complaining about it, and once he becomes a better leader, he won't be complaining about it. once he pleases John Paxson by becoming a better leader, then you know everything will be fine.
Joseph Pavone, WEEI.com, and Causer Street blog. Fred, did you see Isaiah carry the ball at all in this game?
No.
And it's not unguardable because you got more than one person guarding the ball at all times. You know, good defensive
team. Don't you've been watching Bulls basketball where they tend to fall asleep. Yeah. But you're allowed to have somebody else step in front of them.
Pack the paint, no middle, certain defensive principles that terrific defensive teams have. You can actually stop that. I don't think the Boston Celtics will win the championship this year, and I think that Isaiah Thomas will carry his way to either a loss in this round or a loss in the next round, because you'll have somebody trying to defend it in a different way.
And also a really good basketball team with multiple threats is going to make it matter that their best player is 5'8". That there's a way to do it where you put a burden on him and you make him work defensively where he doesn't have that kind of... I mean, he is an energetic young man, mm-hmm. but...
The fact that their second best player is Al Horford or Jay Crowder on any given night.
And you don't know if That's Al Horford's going
to
be there.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You look at the second bests when it comes to the Cavs or whoever else they'll face if they beat the Cavs. The second best is always going to be better than yours. And the Bulls didn't have a second best guy that was better than their second best guy consistently enough.
That discussion brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to speak with our basketball buddy Mark Schanowski. Always has trenchant insight into the goings-on of the Chicago Bulls, and there is a lot to talk about today. 312 312-644-6767. And I know Jason's got a couple of Sherry's Berries $50 gift cards to give away.
Yeah.
That's a lot of berries.
Yes.
That's a lot of
your decadent. Mama's going to get some berries in her hand. Or it ain't from daddy.
You don't have to give them to mama. You can enjoy them.
No. If you win this, you better give them to somebody's mama.
Why?
Because Mother's Day is coming up.
They can.
I'm going to tell you now.
All right.
If you call up and win or we do anything, you better give it to somebody's mom.
Well,
stop being a jerk.
You're in charge.
You're fat enough already. Make somebody else smile, you fat piece of crap.
Me?
Not you.
Oh.
You're not fat.
He's
a crap, but
I was 163.4 today.
Oh, Jesus Christ, this guy.
What?
I don't want to hear how much you weigh every single day. We've already talked about this. Nothing's going to change. You're not going to balloon to 172 and us be worried about you, all right?
I could if I wanted to. Are you kidding
Jesus.
Me? It'd be cheese fries out the wazoo.
Turn his mic off and let's go to break. This dude, I'm done with this guy already.
Turn my mic off!
It's the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on The Score.
Can't forget Addison Russell, really making strides offensively and just continues to get better and better, and I stand by it. I think he's going to win an MVP at some point.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers Brewing. Hey, Chicago.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
To impress mom for Mother's Day and to keep things real simplified for you, here's what you are going to do. You are going to avail yourself of the 100 Blooms for Mom bouquet from Pro Flowers on Mother's Day. This makes an impression. I have seen it, and it's different than what she's usually received, a couple of carnations or just some roses. This is just this exploding vase of 100 blooms. Not literally exploding, so don't get mad at me. It's a free glass vase, the 100 Blooms, $19.99 plus shipping and handling. That's it. And if you want to make your statement even bigger, you can upgrade to a premium vase and include gourmet chocolates for just $10 more. You pick the delivery date, and Pro Flowers are guaranteed to arrive fresh and beautiful and stay that way for at least 7 days or your money back. But there's only one way to get this particular deal, the 100 Blooms for Mom, with a free glass vase starting at $19.99 from Pro Flowers, is go to proflowers.com. And you got to do this because moms love fresh flowers, and this couldn't be easier, and this does sell out, so you really want to do this. Go to proflowers.com. You click on the microphone in the top right corner, and then you have to type in this code. It's just my last name, Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. Type that in at proflowers.com when you click on the mic, and then you'll get it, the 100 Blooms for Mom with the free glass vase at $19.99. It sells out fast, so order today.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
CBS Monday, get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before?
Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We're a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
New CBS Wednesday.
Survivors ready. Go!
20 of Survivor's most risk-taking.
A lot of feelings are going to get hurt.
Groundbreaking.
It's no holds barred.
Legendary players of all time return.
There's never been anybody like me.
And they're rewriting the playbook again.
I'll stab you in the back and you'll say thank you afterwards.
Big moves are going to be made.
Survivor Game Changers.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
New CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Experience that sets us apart.
This was a gotcha attack, not a security breach.
Pilots warn against a rush to make changes.
Integrity that makes a difference.
The police agency Europol estimated that they're dealing with thousands of potential terrorists.
Bringing new understanding to complex stories.
The commanders here are worried that the extremists will launch a full-scale offensive.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
Get a Mickey D's morning with McDonald's new breakfast McPick 2 menu. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Price and participation may vary. Price of single item posted on menu board. Limited time only. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Staples has great deals on everything printed for your business. Get 20% off select print and marketing service orders of 50.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Isaiah, where is this coming from, man? Where is this coming from?
It's my sister. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday. She would have been 23 today, so everything I do is for her, and she's watching over me, so that's all her.
Isaiah, the whole NBA community is in your corner. You know that. We know how tough these last couple of weeks have been, especially this weekend. Where are you finding not only the strength to play, but to excel in this hotly contested environment?
My family, my friends, they tell me to just keep going. My sister wouldn't want me to stop. The only thing about it is once I leave this gym, I hit reality and she's not here. So that's the tough part. But when I'm in this arena, I can lock in and I know everything I do is for her.
That's Isaiah Thomas, the rising star. This is, he's sort of the it guy right now in these playoffs.
I see what you did there. IT. His initials, IT4, actually. Two teams gave up on him. He was a kid who did not want to pass the ball to better players. Him and Boogie Cousins never really got along. Boogie Cousins wanted Darren Collison over him. Last pick in the draft. He's a guy who, when he went to Phoenix, man, did McDonough. He screwed that thing up because he had him, Eric Bledsoe, not Brevin Knight, but what's the kid's name? The Brandon Knight. And Goran Dragic.
Brandon Knight was the one that was in Milwaukee, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kentucky product.
Yes.
Yeah, he had four guys. Goran Dragic, Brandon Knight, Eric Bledsoe, and Isaiah Thomas started to trade pieces away. Isaiah Thomas was thought of as the guy who shot too much when he came off the bench. And now somebody put the ball in his hand. That's why, you know, we talked about it earlier in the year. NBA players are so talented that all you have to do with a really talented one is put the ball in his hands and make sure that you cover up for his shortcomings. And no pun intended here, but you cover up for him. You get a guy like Avery Bradley, who is like a big man who doesn't need the ball at a guard spot where he's going to do all the dirty work.
Apparently Bradley Beal doesn't either. He keeps
giving it to my man Bradley Beal. Avery Bradley doesn't need the ball. He'll spot up for a J for you, and he'll lock down whoever Isaiah Thomas can't cover. So
just like Tony Allen,
shout out,
right?
Yeah,
Tony Allen's another guy who's just gonna do his work, and he's not gonna ask for his touches. Mm-hmm. He's not gonna go looking for the stat sheet right after the game because he's Ron Tony Mercer Allen. You. He's got more important things to do. Now, every team is looking for that kind of guy. Every team is looking for a point guard that can impose his will on these defenses. And the Bulls are no different. But the Bulls think they might have their guy.
You told me you wanted to talk about the NBA
playoffs.
The
Bulls think they might have their guy because today we heard Bulls Executive Vice President John Paxson talking about the guy that they traded for.
Look what Isaiah Thomas did last night. Those guys that can play quick and downhill, the point guard position
with the rules now where you can't touch a guy out on the perimeter. So we're trying to find, you know, that type of thing. Cameron understands what's expected of him this offseason. And we laid it out very clearly to him. And I think the first thing for him, you know, he's a guy that really hasn't played much in 2 years. He has to get himself in shape. And he has to, it's the only way he's going to show us what he has as a player. And that's not to put pressure on him because we think the kid has some ability.
He sucks. Why did you do that? We were going to get, we were getting ready to have a really good playoff conversation. And yeah. You brought it back to campaign.
Yeah, because that's their version. That's their guy. That's the guy they traded for. That's the guy they liked coming out of college. That, remember, they traded the picks that became Gary Harris and Joseph Nurkic.
Yeah, man.
They traded those for the rights to Doug McDermott. So
they had the guy that was going to unlock him. Uh-huh. They had his dad's friend, Fred Hoiberg.
Yep. You're two players in now, so now you got your guy. You got Dougie McBuckets. You got him. And then you flip Dougie McBuckets and Taj Gibson for a package where the centerpiece is Cameron Payne. And now he too fat. Or he has.
That's the thing, too. 2 years where you've been waiting. Like, you've been waiting for your chance. You weren't going to unseat Russell Westbrook. So you've been waiting for your chance. Bobby Jackson was like, I'm out of here. I'm not Bobby Jackson. Reggie Jackson is like, I'm out of here. I'm going to go to Detroit because I'm not going to play behind this guy. You've been waiting for 2 years to get your chance and you can't keep your wind? Come on. What does that say about you? You know, the old adage is you ain't gotta get ready if you stay ready. What happened to that? Dance Master? Dance Master Cam? You're a joke. This whole thing's a joke.
It really is.
I hate you for making me talk about this again.
I wanted to make you mad again because I know that you love Cameron Payne and you believe in him.
Idiot.
You believe that he is going to be the guy. Put the ball in his hands and minimize his deficiencies.
Don't start that foolishness.
Right now, his deficiency.
Somebody's going to hear you saying this and think that and really believe I feel this way.
His deficiency is that he's in terrible shape. And in the NBA, that's probably bad. So you have to minimize him being unable to run up and down the floor. So let's put our heads together and come up with sound basketball strategy that can just get the ball in the hands of Cameron Payne and let him do work. Or not.
Think about the crew. You got goofball, lame-ass Michael Williams, who did his thing here for a little bit.
And doesn't even get his Carter now.
Then you got... Oh, yeah, my bad. I took his card away.
He stripped his card now. That's Mike Williams.
Jerry and Grant, who got his ball snipped after he was taking shots he shouldn't have taken at the end of a game, and Jimmy and Dwayne went on a run. You've got Rajon, who's going to get paid because they didn't have anyone who could play basketball at that position. And then you've got campaign.
It's miserable.
Yes. It is. Mm-hmm. It is.
And
it
Mark Schanowski is going to join us to talk
also
about
miserable.
All of it in just a bit. This has been brought to you by Arlington International Racecourse. Enjoy live racing at beautiful Arlington International Racecourse. Opening day is Friday, May 5th. Join them for Chicago's biggest Kentucky Derby party on Saturday, May 6th. The food, the fun, the fashion,
yay!
The mint juleps. Visit arlingtonpark.com to plan your day. Mark Schanowski next on The Score.
Reigning MVP Chris Bryant talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff throughout baseball season. Afternoons between 1 and 6 on The Score.
Throw the bat like up the first baseline.
I'll never do it. If it's halfway up the video board, that's enough disgrace to the pitcher. You crushed the home run. You felt good about it. He felt bad about it. And it's good.
Chris Bryant with Bernstein and Goff. Keep listening for showtimes throughout the season on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
If you're thinking of selling your home, don't go through what Deborah did. She listed her home with a friend, and after 2 months, her home didn't sell, taking a toll on the friendship, of course. Amy Kite stepped in. Amy's Cutting Edge Marketing sold the home in just 20 days for $250,000. Those are the kinds of results you'll get if you hire Amy Kite to sell your home. Amy Kite from Keller Williams Infinity is the real deal when it comes to buying or selling homes. When the time comes, when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Amy's unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash because that's the Amy Kite guarantee. Call Amy right now at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Again, that's 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com.
Do love this Mother's Day with the ideal gift for mom from the Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Pandora charms and jewelry are the stylish way to celebrate everything special about mom. And Jared's dedicated experts can help you mix, match, and stack to create something truly unique. Like the heartwarming I Love My Mom charm locket and keepsake box, only $60 while supplies last. The gift that shows mom she's loved 365 days a year, that's why he went to Jared.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.